Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Greetings to you.
Hello, Mexicans. How are you today?
In this moment, same as we always are, we are one with all that is.
So in our last episode, towards the end, you talked about the purpose of this life is who you become. So let's just pick up there. Can you share with us more about that, please?
Something that many humans learn as they go about their life in the physical dimension is that, as seen from the ego's perspective, the acquisition of possessions or money or status is what will bring happiness and joy. And whilst there is nothing inherently wrong in any of those aspects to life, they are incapable of making somebody happy. They are there to be enjoyed, and they can be enjoyed to the extent that the person is able to be happy with or without them. And often, as people acquire the things in their lives that they thought they needed in order to be happy, and they realize each time that they are temporary highs, and then they become the new normal, and the ego seeks a new high, often quite quickly. Or perhaps the acquiring of the possession does not feel as good as was hoped it would. So when we speak of this journey into form being a treasure hunt, the ego is mistaken in what it believes treasure to be. It is often portrayed as some form of riches, jewelry, gold, silver, money, diamonds. And this would not be our perspective on what the treasure is. The treasure is what you learn and who you become. And therefore, as you go through life, the events along the way that help you to learn are the things to cherish. As you become more wise, as you become more aligned with who you really are, you see a different context. You understand more about the purpose of this adventure.
And as we have been talking over the many months, how earlier this year you certainly helped me see that so much of my life was really around a quest for money. And seeing that gave me clarity around what was actually driving my life. A lot of it was the ego wanting to get money. And you've really helped me let go of that and focus much more on who I'm becoming and looking for the treasure, which actually has been so wonderful to let go, for the ego to let go of being in charge around money.
And of course, the treasure you are describing can never be taken from you and stays with you for all of eternity. And it's not just about money either. You can look at the area of relationships, for example. Many would say that if they could be in a relationship with the perfect partner, then they would be happy, which of course is giving the job of making them happy to their partner. And this puts a good deal of pressure on the relationship and on the partner. And it is impossible for a partner to make the other happy, as we have said before. And therefore, the learning is how to be happy in a relationship, happy in life, appreciating what there is to appreciate, looking for opportunities to express authentically who you are in the physical dimension, free from the limitation of the programming that the ego has that keeps it limited.
This brings to mind a question that we had from Evelyn. And she asked, what is the most important thing we can do as humans in our lifetimes?
For many, this is a key question. What to do in this lifetime? This seemingly finite opportunity to exist in the world of form. And we would say, do what makes your heart sing. Do what lights you up. Because what you do is not who you are. And often people do activities that do not align with who they really are. They perhaps conform or compromise in areas that mean they do not get to be who they really are in this physical realm. And that was the point. That is the point. To experience being in a body, having a human identity, and to be that expression of Great Spirit in the physical realm. And many, because of the programs that run, deny who they really are.
Well, when you say do what makes your heart sing, you know, the ego would be there right in the back going, well, how am I going to pay my bills? Or what will people think of me? Or that's the two that come to mind for me. And so it has been, I'm not hearing you necessarily saying throw up your life and go and do what your heart sings, because there's something about taking the ego on the journey. But it's almost like in, as we look at creating a life that we love to live, there's, for me, there's something about bringing more of what makes my heart sing into each day.
Yes, there are many ways to interpret our words, and there will be those who will decide to give up the life they have chosen for some alternative. For many, it will be more of a gradual process, a realigning. So to come back to the question, what is the most important thing for a person to do, we would say that the key question is, what is the most important thing for a person to be rather than do? And it is the being rather than the doing that is the key criteria. And the answer to that question is, be who you really are, be true to yourself. And we have spoken many times of alignment with the inner being. And when one does that, you are aligning with who you really are, and the guidance that you receive will move you in the direction of being more and more who you really are in the world of form. And so the ego would say, but what about my bills? What about this? What about that? It is, as you say, important to take the ego on the journey, and for the inner being and the ego to work together to move in the direction of greater alignment with who you really are, which may mean less conforming to the standards of the world.
And I know from my experience, the more the ego has looked to the inner being to be the leader, the ego's catastrophes and fears have not come to pass. And in fact, life has got so much better.
Funny how that happens. Perhaps there is some truth in these words. And so the ego focuses on what to do. The inner being focuses on who to be and who to become. Because the inner being is most interested in the real treasure, which is who you can become, what you can learn along the way. That is the treasure that can never be taken away from you.
You know, it reminds me of, I have a dear, dear friend who was looking to create more in her business, and it felt like it was stuck and it wasn't working for her and she wasn't having so much fun. And I'm laughing because she discovered this, we were talking about enjoying life more, and she discovered this boy band, and she also is loving to run, and she is also she's been experimenting with becoming a vegan. And these are three things in her world that have been really bringing her joy. And she really was focusing her time and attention on these things. And it's hilarious. Her business has just completely taken off all on its own, it would seem, with absolutely no push and effort from her. So the ego that was trying really hard couldn't make it happen. And then she just started doing these things that she loved and enjoyed, and all of a sudden it's like it started to happen. And she can't quite explain it, of course.
And this is a wonderful example, because what sounds like to the ego a terrible idea to align with what you love and to follow your heart, the ego's response, what about my bills? What about all of these practical considerations? Ego believes itself to be responsible for. They take care of themselves. And they become so much less important, because life takes on a new level of richness, a new degree of enjoyment and purpose as you become more of who you really are, as you remember that energy that temporarily you forgot.
Because the more I can remember who I really am, I bring that to whatever the activity is that I am doing, rather than the ego that wants to orchestrate the external world in a particular way for it to be happy. Which actually calls to mind one time Andy and I were on holiday in this really, really beautiful apartment and beautiful location, and we felt we should be happy. And for most of the holiday, we were really out of alignment, but judging ourselves, because we were saying to each other, why are we not happy? We should be happy. And I'm laughing, but I wasn't laughing at the time. It was a very uncomfortable experience. I'm now laughing because I can see what was going on.
And what was going on was you gave the job of making you happy to a holiday apartment, which does not have that ability. You have the ability to be happy in the apartment, but the apartment is neutral. It cannot make you happy. And this is confusing to the ego, which is programmed to believe that certain external circumstances are what will make it happy.
So in our last episode, you also said a phrase that I would love if you could talk a little bit more about: becoming the person who can create what we desire to create.
An example that comes to mind is when somebody wins a big prize on the lottery and suddenly finds themselves as having all this wealth and often what people experience when this happens rather than it being the answer to all their problems. It acts as a magnifier of those problems. They are the same person with more money. And if they had challenges in their relationship, those challenges get bigger. If they have challenges with their relationship with food or alcohol, those challenges get bigger because they have not grown into being the person that can handle being wealthy. And so the real gift in creating whatever it is, whether it is physical wealth or whether it is some other physical effect, is creating yourself energetically as the person who can bring those effects into their physical world.
So talk more, please, about energetically creating yourself. What does that mean?
We have spoken of cause and effect and how the physical dimension is a mirror for energy. It communicates energy in many ways. And on an individual and personal level, when you look at a person's life, when a person looks at their life is a reflection back to them of their energy. And their energy will be determined to a great extent by the programs of the ego, the beliefs, the stories. The physical world will reflect back these energies because that's what they are. And so rather than try to change the effects, one needs to look at the energy. Who are they? And who do they need to become in order to create a different set of circumstances? What do they need to believe? And what do they need to let go of? And as soon as this change begins to occur at the level of energy, the person's inner world and what they believe, as soon as that begins to change, then the effects also change. They have to, because the effects are the result of the energy.
There have been many conversations that you and I have had where I would call it cleaning up my energy. And I can think of one where there had been an effect that the ego was really pissed off about. And the ego, of course, was making it about the effect, not looking in the inside. And by slowing down and having a conversation with you and getting clear and realigning and consciously choosing, practically as soon as our conversation had finished, the effects showed up completely differently. And it feels like magic.
Some would say it is magic. Some would say this is how to manifest miracles in the physical realm.
Mm.
What are miracles? They are what cannot be explained by the ego. And there are miracles happening all around, all the time, every moment of every day. There are miracles happening, things that the ego cannot explain.
And so coming back to the lottery example that you gave, or the person receiving a lot of money, and actually what it does is just magnify and intensify all of their energies. What I have really come to learn and appreciate from you teaching us is that I will receive what I need in the perfect timing. Whereas this ego for the longest time has been like, hi, almost like, hi, now remember I want that. I remember, now you haven't forgotten I want that thing. Why haven't I got that thing? Do you remember I've already asked you for it like many times? Hello, is there anybody there? And I'm laughing at myself, but actually I'm really settling into just allowing and trusting life to bring me exactly what I need at the right time, and how it just creates so much more energy and zest for life than an ego that is constantly trying to manipulate, coerce, and force life, the effects, to be as it thinks they should be.
Many people would like to create a greater sense of ease, and we would say that a way to do that is to appreciate what there is to appreciate in the present moment, and to be intentional about what they would like to attract into their life, and to trust that they will be shown the way. By aligning with the inner being, they will be guided.
Can you give us a concrete example, please? I know for me, sometimes when we have these conversations, to take it from the abstract into the concrete can really help this mind understand more.
Let's say, for example, someone wishes to live in a different home. They would like an upgraded home. If they were to focus on the lack of this upgraded home, that would give the lack of the upgraded home energy and would keep it out. The way to create a different effect on the level of the physical is to hold the intention, connect with the energy, which means feeling the emotions that would be associated with manifesting the new home, and to trust that it is done energetically and will show up in the physical at the perfect time. Trusting that if it is not manifesting immediately, the inner being knows what is best. It may be that there are other priorities for the person in their life at this time, and that the inner being will lead and guide them to a situation where they are able to live in that home. And the journey may involve a sequence of small steps that don't make immediate sense to the ego. So it is necessary to trust the inner being, keep taking the steps, and keep focused on the energy of this particular creation, the new home, and trust that it is coming. And in the meantime, have appreciation for one's current home. Find aspects to appreciate about the current situation, which keeps the energy and the vibration higher than if one is focusing on what is wrong and lacking.
And of course, when I appreciate something, it feels nice, which actually gives me a different experience in this moment.
Yes, it changes the energy. It moves the energy from an internal dialogue of, I hate living here, I can't wait to move out. When is this next home I've asked for? When is it coming? It's not coming, it's taking too long. Essentially arguing with what is, as opposed to an internal dialogue when one aligns with appreciation of, there are many things to appreciate about this home. And I know that the next home is on its way and that it will come at the perfect time. And I know I am becoming the person who can create that new home.
And that then becomes like a game, because when we, I know speaking for me, it's like when the effects begin to change, it's exciting because it's physical evidence in the game of who am I creating myself, who am I becoming, and as the effects change, whether that's feelings on the inside or things beginning to shift on the outside, it just becomes such a fun game.
Yes, again, there is a different energy in what you describe. And the energy is what creates the physical, as we have said. And so your job as the person who wants to create change in the physical is to look after your energy and to keep your energy aligned with that of what it is you are looking to create.
Wonderful, Mexicans. And so as we bring this conversation to a close, what final words do you have for us?
Remember that what you pay attention to grows. If you wish to bring change to your experience of being in form, focusing your attention on what you wish to experience will help that to grow. The ego is not responsible for the how. The inner being will guide you to the how. Trust the inner being in all situations and keep taking those small steps.
I so appreciate you talking with us, Mexicans. Thank you.
We send you our love.
And we send you our love. Until next time.
Until next time. You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.